For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge. At the end of January, a group of community leaders of various stripes reunited at the United Way of the Midlands to remember their mutual effort to respond to a terrible natural disaster, but probably not the one you might guess.
Katrina was an incredible catastrophe, so the community opened up its wallets, its hearts, its time.
Hurricane Katrina didn't directly affect South Carolina. But when the storm struck the coasts of Louisiana and Mississippi as a destructive Category 3 hurricane, Columbia, South Carolina hosted part of what became known as the Katrina diaspora, the many thousands of people who evacuated to other parts of the U.S. One man emerged as the leader of this Midlands-based effort to welcome around 2,000 evacuees. Today, Sam Tenenbaum serves as president of the Palmetto Health Foundation. But during Labor Day weekend of 2005, he got a call from then-Mayor Bob Coble, asking him to not just volunteer, but lead the effort.
For a second, I was stunned. Then I said, okay. After meeting with him that whole day Sunday at home, I got my legal pad out, thinking, what do I got to have? What do we got to do? If I were coming in from New Orleans, what would my needs be? And I went from if I was a kid to if I was on parole.
Sam convened with a crew of volunteers, which coined themselves as SC Cares, and they planned for every contingency they could think of. When the evacuees arrived at the airport, SC Cares was ready.
Medical needs. All right, we had a triage out at the airport. We had a clinic within the facility. And we had the trolleys constantly traveling from the hotel motels to the center so they could get back and forth because you had FEMA, you had a Red Cross, all these other agencies. We had spiritual leaders there if they wanted that. So we covered the gamut.
According to Anita Floyd, Senior Vice President for Community Impact and Strategic Implementation at the United Way of the Midlands, the process of providing for evacuees actually revealed needs in Columbia's own community, especially for locals that were experiencing homelessness.
People who were in our community who were homeless and recognized that they needed things like emergency assistance, financial assistance, legal assistance. They started showing up at the center and asking if, you know, they could get help too. And of course, it wasn't designed to help them, but it was a kind of dark to have that juxtaposition of here we're serving people from out of our community, and here these folks are in our community asking literally for the same thing.
In response, United Way forged partnerships with other local organizations to create the Midlands Housing Alliance, which would run the Columbia Adult Shelter Transitions. In addition to addressing housing and other basic needs throughout the year, Transitions has also welcomed people seeking shelter from the flood of 2015 and Hurricane Matthew. In fact, Floyd said the experience of supporting the recovery of Katrina evacuees helped shape and prepare the response to disaster weather events in the state on a broad scale. The major takeaway, being prepared to collaborate efficiently.
You can't always be ready for disaster because you just wouldn't have the resources to do it. But you do have to kind of keep those relationships and networks fresh and clean and accurate so that when things do happen, you can kind of quickly mobilize and get your teams together.
As for Tenenbaum, he's still proud of Columbia's welcome effort in 2005, and he believes there's a lot that other communities can learn from it today.
People were calling them refugees. I said, no, they're our guests. These are our fellow citizens. They're guests. And we treat guests first class. And that's what we did.
For more on this story, visit our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.